relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
This episode of the America First podcast with me, Sebastian Gorka, is brought to you by Franklin Armory. Shop freedom, quality, and innovation at franklinarmory.com. Franklin Armory, we are facilitators of freedom.
Your Congress and our Parliament are the twin pillars of our civilizations and the chief among the many treasures that we have inherited from our predecessors. We, like you, are staunch believers in the freedom of the individual and the rule of a fair and just law. These principles are shared with our European partners and with the wider Atlantic community. They are the bedrock of the Western world.
The bedrock of the Western world, from Queen Elizabeth II's address to a special session of Congress back in 1991. We're going to devote the next hour one-on-one to geopolitics, geostrategy, and national security, but we have to discuss the topic of the passing of a monarch that reigned for 70 years, because the individual we have in studio, a regular supporter of the show, spent some formative years in the UK. We are delighted to have him in studio for the whole hour. Former member of the Trump administration of the cabinet, Secretary of Veterans Affairs, served two of our armed services with distinction. Secretary Robert Wilkie, welcome in studio.
Thank you, Doctor. And I'm gonna take guest privilege here. Describe the first time I met Her Majesty.
Please.
My father was the liaison officer to the Royal School of Artillery in Wiltshire, outside of Salisbury. And she was coming to bestow the royal title on the school. And as the senior allied officer, senior allied officer's family, we received a visit from some of her strap hangers the night before, telling the children how to behave
in the presence of royalty.
That's right. You don't throw your hand out. You don't talk. Well, so she comes to the line. And I'd been told since then that she instinctively knew when she was around Americans, and she liked our forthrightness. She liked American children. And of course, my little brother, who was 6 years old, immediately throws his hand out. And I could see the guys with all the feathers in their hats swooning. I mean, this is a catastrophe of the first order.
The aide-de-camp fainting.
And she stood there for 5 minutes and talked. My brother, sister, my mother, me. And
how old were you?
I was 9. No, I was 11. I was 11. And she talked about everything from the difference in the British school system and where we're learning languages and how did we like British sports. And my sister talked about learning how to show jump, which really caught her.
Of course.
But she's for 5 minutes, and she is the last, she was the last link to the leaders of the great cause, the great crusade. Winston Churchill was her first prime minister. And I think of her in the comments that you have played, the Anglo-American Imperium that has given the world its great taste of freedom, liberty, the rule of law. It's been the bulwark against fascism and communism. And looking at this administration and the Obama administration and some of those who have been her prime ministers, what a fragile thing it is.
Well, you've almost preempted me there. As I told our listeners yesterday, I spent the weekend in New York with the firefighters of New York. Spent 2 days with one of the specific firehouses that lost a whole engine, lost six firefighters. And then on September the 11th, we had the honor of spending a very large chunk of time at Mayor Giuliani's home, where we did an oral history of that day with him. And before we sat down to interview the mayor, he took us into his inner sanctum, this beautiful office where he has a shirt signed by Babe Ruth on one side. And on the other side, he had this very simplistic, beautiful piece of art on some, you know, off-white card, an individual from the back, an older person clearly, sitting at an easel. And he said, "This is my prized possession. And this is Churchill's daughter's drawing of her father, signed by Churchill's daughter." And with what you've just said, the phrase comes to mind of the history he wrote of the English-speaking peoples, this unique entity that combines America with the UK, with Australia, with others. Can we just draw back to that level of geopolitical analysis? And would you give us a state of, not the Union, but the state of the English-speaking people's relationship? Where is that entity today? What is the health of that entity that Churchill so well described?
Let's look at it from the American side. It is in danger because we have a political class and a media class that preaches the irredeemability of the United States, and by extension, the British Empire, an empire that on its deathbed saved Western civilization. All things are denigrated. Churchill's statue is covered in graffiti in Parliament Square. Abraham Lincoln is ripped down on the Boston Common. The Secretary of Veterans Affairs this week is putting the final touches on removing Abraham Lincoln's words from veterans' hospitals and buildings, the words of the second inaugural address that we shall care for him who shall have borne the battle and for his widow and orphan.
With what justification?
It's not inclusive. It's misogynist. It's anti-homosexual. Those are the words of the soon-to-depart Congressman.
Has the Veterans Administration ever not treated minorities or homosexuals?
Absolutely. But this is part of a larger effort to delegitimize American history and delegitimize our place on the planet. We are the freest people. Our institutions are a bulwark against tyranny. We've sacrificed more for others. I mean, if you look at the United States and Britain in the lifetime of my parents, the only two nations in the history of the world to have offered a helping hand to all the peoples of the world, including their enemies. We've given the world the rule of law. We've given the world a sense of what it means to be free people. We're the most prosperous societies in history. If you look at the great nations of the Commonwealth as it exists today, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, bulwarks. Canada has some rough times, but the others are bulwarks against communism. Sacrificed incredibly to stop the Japanese and in the case of the New Zealanders and the Australians, both the North Vietnamese and the North Koreans.
Yes.
They punch above their weight. But they are questioning America's resolve. They're questioning America's commitment to the English-speaking world. And I think we're in a period of danger. We have in the White House a staggeringly ignorant group of people. And they're the products of an education system that denigrates everything that has made this Anglo-American period in world history great. And in the case of the British, you look at nations in Africa, like Uganda, Nigeria, places like that. That's all British law.
Yeah.
The British handed over their civil service in ways, I mean, this is not the French Empire or the Belgian Empire or the German Empire or even the mistakenly labeled Italian Empire. This was a nation that did its best given the circumstances of the time and left a rule of law and order that still exists in many parts of the world.
As Tucker Carlson said in his fabulous monologue on the death of the Queen, this was an empire that added, didn't just take away, but added to those countries. We're talking to distinguished fellow at the America First Policy Institute, Secretary Robert Wilkie, also my colleague at Newsmax. You're listening to a very special One-on-One with me, Sebastian Gorka. If you enjoy our in-depth discussions, the long-form discussions, please be sure to never miss any of them. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Subscribe. It's absolutely free. Do leave us a 5-star review. It does help with the dreaded algorithms. And then don't forget, if you share the values of America First, check out all of our American-made merchandise at sebgorkastore.com. The latest are our challenge coins. If you're a member of Team America First, get yours today. Our America First patches and so much more. That's sebgorkastore.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest-capacity micro-compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
I wanted to shift to a far more national security-oriented question. That is, of course, the state of hostilities in Ukraine. But first, just to just close down the discussion of the English-speaking peoples, there is, of course, the question of values, that we share certain values. But those values have to be carried and pushed forward and defended by leaders. What is the state of leadership? We just have a new conservative leader in Canada. Looks promising.
Very promising.
We've lost Boris. Is it too early to say where trust falls in this constellation?
Yes, but there's hope. And I was just in Canada 2 weeks ago. And you could see that there's a restlessness, particularly in Western Canada, that liberties are vanishing. And there needs to be a return to a Canada that was really a shining light in the liberal world order, and also a Canada that played a larger role on the world stage. I mean, when I was born, when you were born, Canada had the fourth largest army in NATO. Dwight Eisenhower said the finest troops he commanded in World War II were Canadians. An incredible battle history, and now the Canadian Army is smaller than the Alabama National Guard.
Wow.
They've lived under the good graces of the American military umbrella since the first Trudeau. Truss, I think she has an opportunity to correct Boris's missteps. Boris committed the typical Tory sin of coming to power governing like a liberal Democrat. Climate change nonsense.
Shutting down nuclear energy.
Shutting down nuclear energy. Continuing down the road of socialized medicine that is bankrupting the country. Truss is determined to reverse that. The good thing about her for our future, when this president is no longer in office, she sees the future of Britain as in the Indo-Pacific. And that ties into what we were saying earlier about the impact of the British Empire and its Commonwealth the traditional ties to Australia and India. She sees the menace that China is, and that they have to be contained in their part of the world. And I think that's important. She has plans to expand the Royal Navy, which is now the smallest it has been since the reign of Charles II. So we're talking about 1666.
Yeah.
And have a much more robust defense program. So that's important. She's going to keep Britain out of Europe, even though there's still a lot of remainers within the Tory party. But she has assembled, I know many of the people in her cabinet. These are good conservatives, big C. And if she just lets them loose, I think they can do wonders. One last thing. She has promised to go after the deep state. In Britain, they call them quangos.
Quasi-government, non-governmental organizations.
Right. Run by these unelected, unaccountable, lifetime bureaucrats who tried to thwart Boris in the good things he was doing, particularly when it came to the exit from the European Union and also the push against Vladimir Putin. She's got two very capable cabinet ministers who are dedicated to weeding these people out and getting rid of them. They've already dismissed they've done an unthinkable thing. They have dismissed the senior civil servant in the Treasury Department, been there for 30 years. And if any of you are fans of BBC television, yes, Prime Minister, that character, Sir Humphrey,
undersecretary.
The permanent undersecretary.
Yeah.
Those people always stay. Politicians.
That's the deep state in the UK.
That's the deep state in the UK. So she's giving us a roadmap on how to do that, and she's put really her most talented minister, Williams Rees-Mogg, on it. Probably the most capable debater in the Western
and classic conservative.
Very classic, old school. But let's just talk about the reason this is important. And I'll name a few tyrants in history. Napoleon, the Kaiser, Hitler. They all came a cropper confronting the British lion. Without Great Britain, we have a completely different world, completely different Europe. And we need them to be strong. Even Mrs. Thatcher was credited with propping up the courage of the first Mr. Bush. And I'll give you one quick Thatcher story, which tells you about the scope of British history. And Rumsfeld swears it happened. The Chancellor of Germany, Chancellor Kohl, was teasing Mrs. Thatcher about Germany defeating England in the semifinals, I think, of the 1990 World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, once again, Prime Minister, we've defeated you in your national sport without skipping a beat. She said, yo, that's quite all right, Chancellor. We've defeated you twice in yours. So,
let me ask, given that you grew up where you spent time as a child in the UK, and this is a nation where I was born, is the bulldog spirit dormant? Is it retrievable? Is the old Tommy of yore still there, or has it been browbeaten into political correctness?
It's teetering, particularly in the military. What I've observed both at the political and at the military level in uniform with Britain, the days of the regimental sergeant major representing the doggedness and resolve of the British working class, that's going away.
My RSM was straight out of central casting. Yeah. It's the backbone of the fighting forces.
Boris touched on that vein in British society when he broke the red wall in the industrial heartland of
getting labor voters to vote for conservatives.
Because there's a great line from George Kennan, our great 20th century diplomat. And he was an aficionado of British television, and he was watching He loved Upstairs, Downstairs.
The classic Victorian series.
About those who lived above stairs and those who were the servants.
It was the original
Downton Abbey. Yes.
Many years before Downton Abbey.
Better actors. Mm-hmm. And Kennan said, that's when I realized that it wasn't the working men and women who lost the spirit of Britain in the 1930s. It was the upper classes who cracked and who said no more for king and country in the Oxford debates.
Yes. And then, of course, after the First World War, the compounded loss of belief in their own system. I was not familiar with that quote from Kennan. That is fascinating. We're talking with a distinguished fellow with the America First Policy Institute, also my colleague at Newsmax, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs in the Trump administration. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Make sure that you follow us on all social media except the fascistic, censorious YouTube. We are everywhere. Truth Social, Twitter. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and don't forget, video streaming every single day. All the segments are at Rumble. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's Rumble.com/SEBGORKA. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, my buddy, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to my listeners. The Percal bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly $89.98, but now for you, just $39.98 with your listener promo. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. It's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-829-8468, promo code Gorka, or just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and plug in G-O-R-K-A. That's 1-800-829-8468 or MyPillow.com, code Gorka. So we have to get on to the matters of the day. Amazing news in just the last week from the battlefield that is Ukraine. You hold a very close eye to these issues. How much of it can we credit? How much is it plausible? Look, I have to recognize Ukraine's information warfare is some of the best I've seen. I mean, what they are doing on social media, as Putin is doing basically nothing, is stunning. But let's talk about a sit rep of the actual situation on the ground. Are these advances recapturing territory from Russia? How significant are they? How much can we believe
them? In the last week, they've recaptured 3,000 square miles in a week. Classic deception operation. Think Patton's phony army.
Yes.
Prior to Normandy. They gave every indication, and they flooded the airwaves with false messaging that they were coming in the south. They watched Putin take the bait, move all of his forces to the south, to the east of the Crimea, and then they pounced in the north. They've recaptured all of the ground around Kharkiv. We call it Kharkov. We have, for the first time since the Italians in North Africa, seen entire armies abandon their equipment, strip off their uniforms, and take off.
Or even worse, that video of a private saying his tank was deployed without ammunition for the main gun.
Right.
With no ammunition.
And we saw some of this when we began, when Yeltsin let us have access to certain parts of the Russian military, and we'd see packets, look like medical packets, that have tablets. If there's a nuclear attack, just take this pill, you're fine. And it was sugar.
Right.
Many of the same things. It's starting to crumble. Now, don't get too excited, because in a thug state, in a gangster regime like Russia is, it's hard to kill the king. But the Putin bloggers have completely turned on him, because now they're starting to have more empty seats at the dinner table across Russia. Nobody's responding to the call for volunteers to save the motherland. Just had another businessman mysteriously fall out of a window. We know they've picked up three, perhaps four, Kremlin, of the Kremlin inner circle, for plotting. And this is the kind of thing you see when an authoritarian regime begins to collapse. When you go to the North Koreans for munitions, you're in deep trouble. You're in deep trouble. Just put this in perspective, since we've got a British theme. 1941, the British Western Task Force, Desert Task Force, 30,000 troops under the command of Sir Richard O'Connor, confronting 400,000 Italians. Within 2 weeks, they'd captured 200,000 Italians who just quit. You know, captured thousands of tanks, millions of rounds of ammunition, all the food they could have. This looks like that. People who are put into a situation they don't want to be in. They're conscripts. They're poorly led, poorly fed. He just fired the general on the Northern Front who'd only been in place for 16 days. The defense minister has disappeared.
Who's not a soldier?
He's not a soldier. No, he's a bureaucrat, an apparatchik. And the Ukrainians have taken the war to them. And now I think they are reaching for Crimea. They have gone. They've got Mariupol back. And they're very close to cutting the Crimea off from Russia.
From Russia.
And if they do that, now people are worried about Putin and the nuclear weapon. But we should be cognizant of that, because Russian military doctrine says that we escalate in order to de-escalate. If he does that, he knows that's the end of his regime. And the notion, would you hear some of the talking heads and the nonsense bureaus of CNN and MSNBC, that he would take his army and lash out against NATO. Could you imagine this Russian army confronting the Finns? The Finns, who have more artillery than any nation in NATO.
And also have an argument to settle with the Russians.
Absolutely.
For more than a century. You're listening to America First, one-on-one with our special in-studio guest, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Robert Wilkie. We're coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, malodorous swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, you have to try this 100% drug-free product that is liberating half a million Americans from their daily pain, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Alicia from California. This is Alicia's story. I'm a grocery store worker and was working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees were not getting a rest. I literally limped to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That should be you. That could be you. There's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Alicia, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. Call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. Uncle Tom 2 is the eye-opening documentary everyone in America should see. Sebastian Gorka here, and Uncle Tom 2 offers a compelling and brave analysis of the true history of Black America, the cultural shift from prosperity, integrity, and faith to the current perceived state of anger, discontent, and victimhood. Uncle Tom 2 offers historical footage, photos, correspondence, and data to reveal the genuine strides of Black America in the 20th century, the deliberate Marxist strategy to create racial tension and replace God with government, the NAACP's sinister agenda, the fall of Black Harlem, the truth behind Black Lives Matter, and the demoralization of America for political power. Don't miss Uncle Tom 2 from executive producer Larry Elder and director Justin Malone, with Brandon Tatum, Vodi Bocum, and Chad O'Jackson. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD now at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com, salemnow.com. I want to just, I'm not pushing back, as it were, but I have one historic reminder that I'd like you to comment on, Secretary Wilkie. The Russians are famous for needing a strong man, for not wanting representative government, but from Peter the Great to Stalin to the current incumbent of the Kremlin. And the other thing when it comes to warfare is they're famous for being a meat grinder.
Absolutely.
The individual means nothing, and the individual is treated like a cartridge round. Is this not the biggest challenge for Ukraine, that in terms of relative size, just the war of attrition that the Russians will, because they don't have representative government, they'll just throw more and more conscripts, more and more old tanks. Could this be like the frozen conflicts of Transnistria, which just eke on out for years or decades?
It could be, but there's some differences. There's a difference between invading a sovereign friend, ties of blood.
Yes.
And defending oneself in the great patriotic war.
Mm.
The other side of that is that the United States and Britain kept Russia afloat, no matter how many men right. that they lost.
Trucks, ammunition, weapons.
Absolutely.
Right.
And that their foe was being ground down from the
other
east,
side.
From the other side, from the Western allies. So there's some difference there. I don't see how he reconstitutes his military. And I'll give you something.
He's at war.
Right, while he's at war. I'll give you just a silly anecdote. But if you watch from Stalin's time to the present, the victory celebrations in Red Square, you always tell what they were thinking by what they paraded.
Yes.
They paraded one tank. This last
one time.
They had nothing else. They cannibalized everything.
Wow.
They had one tank that had first made an appearance in 2014. It was the same tank. Everything else is being sent. They've emptied their museums. They're asking the North Koreans for old Soviet parts. China has to make a calculation.
So this is my question.
Yeah.
So let's talk about China. How
right.
does the lack of a definitive success in the last 6.5 months factor into Beijing's calculus on Taiwan and everything else?
I think Xi has to take a middle road with Russia. I think he'll continue buying their energy, but I can't see him right now coming to the military rescue of an incompetent and inept Kremlin. I don't think he wants to throw all of his weapons into that meat grinder. I think he has to take another look at Taiwan, because he wasn't counting on the Western resolve that greeted Putin. And it's quite a different thing if their British submarines and their French submarines in the Pacific, and the Australians are building a nuclear capability, and the Indians are moving farther and farther out into the ocean. Because they've seen what happens if you let a tyrant loose. And they have to live with the Chinese in their backyard. I'm talking about the Indians, the Australians, Singapore, Japan, Korea, Philippines. But let's get back to the weakness of Mr. Biden. These nations are having to look to each other because they can't trust this White House. I'll give you an example. You and I have talked about the Solomons rejecting the presence of an American Coast Guard cutter in exchange for Chinese money. The same day that that's happening, our Secretary of State is putting out a memo to all of our embassies that we should not use inflammatory rhetoric when it comes to Chinese, words like malign influence, because that will make them mad. The Chinese see that. I think they're more worried about the coalescing of everyone from Korea to India than they are about the United States right now.
Well, and I would say that they're most worried at a second Trump administration.
Absolutely.
Because if they put their money on a second Biden administration, why would you not invade Taiwan?
Right. and just or make it untenable, and then they
right give up.
Yeah, and we see this administration giving the Taiwanese incredible headaches when it comes to munitions that we've already promised them. We keep trying to sell them things that they don't want. Instead of turning the place into a hedgehog, fill the oceans with mines, anti-aircraft, anti-ship missiles. It's still quite a feat to come across 110 miles of ocean. This is not Portsmouth to Normandy.
Yeah.
This is a much bigger bite than D-Day was, at least in terms of logistics, territory, what have you. And we can help make Taiwan just prohibitively expensive for them. Because the other side of this for them is, for the mainland Chinese, they really, at their heart, just they want the chip industry on Taiwan.
Yes.
If they flatten the country,
then they don't have the stranglehold over the global economy.
No.
So. But that's a rational actor.
Yeah.
Are they still thinking in those terms?
I think so. I think they see what irrationality has brought to Pyongyang, what it's brought to the Kremlin, what it's about to bring to the theocratic fanatics in Tehran, because the Israelis aren't going to let this play out, no matter what Biden says. And it's not just the Israelis. The great Charles Krauthammer had a wonderful line describing what's going to happen in the Saudi desert should the Israelis decide to move. There's going to be a massive 5-mile-long neon arrow pointing Tehran this way in the middle of the Saudi desert.
And it's going to be illuminated at night as
well. That's right. That's right.
You're listening to America First One-on-One. Make sure that you are subscribed to the show. Go to your favorite podcast platform. Go to Spotify. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Also, don't forget, we stream the video every day, all 3 hours. Then we post the segments online. Never miss an episode. That's rumble.com/SebGorka, rumble.com/SEBGORKA. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Are you in daily pain? Have you tried everything else only to fail to find relief? If that's your story, well, just break the cycle. Do what I did. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor 2 weeks later. I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 3.5 years later. That should be you. That could be you. But it's not just me. It's people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Just those words, my hip pain is gone, should be reason enough. Whether it's your hip, your back, your shoulders, whatever it is, what have you got to lose except the pain? Order today your 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-583-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Debron, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. That number again, 800-583-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Secretary Wilkie, you have a storied career, not just as a political appointee and rising to the cabinet level as well, but you served two of our armed services with distinction, and inside the Pentagon, you rose to be, I think, one of the toughest jobs out there to make sure that all of our armed services are ready to fight. You are responsible for readiness. We talk about the wokeness of recruiting here in the last year and a half. What do our enemies think of our readiness now?
I can tell you that when we went through periods of weakness under Obama and Clinton, our enemies became bolder. The chuckles coming out of the Troika in Beijing, Tehran, Moscow, as the American military rips itself apart. Give you an example. We had a Secretary of the Navy deliver a State of the Navy address 2 weeks ago. It was all social policy. There was not one mention of deter, fight, win.
Or enemies.
If you remember the Obama National Security strategy, which you helped rewrite, there was not one mention of Islamic terror. Refused to mention it. It shall not be named. Don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Victor Davis Hanson had a piece about the woke religion this weekend when he said that the Pentagon's recruiting films now look like presentations worthy of a woke kindergarten. Our seamen are being subjected to 3 to 4 hours of mandatory training on the proper use of pronouns. We have the lowest recruiting numbers since Richard Nixon and the blessed Creighton Abrams created the all-volunteer force 49 years ago. And the nonsense that they're spouting that the economy is strong, that's not true. The economy was roaring in the Reagan years, and recruiting went through the roof.
Well, we have guidance now from the Defense Department that the military who are in dire straits should apply for food stamps.
Yes.
Members of the military.
That's what we've come to. And they're proud to talk that way. Just give you another example in the Veterans Affairs Department. Within a week or two, the Secretary will rip down the words that created first the Veterans Bureau, then the Veterans Administration, and then the Department of Veterans Affairs. Lincoln's second inaugural address, which I use the Protestant vernacular, the most biblically righteous address ever given by an American president, to care for him who shall have borne the battle and for his widow and orphan, to bind up the nation's wound, to establish for us and our posterity a just and lasting peace for ourselves and amongst all nations. That's going to come down because it's not inclusive. And if you think that that's an anomaly, Lincoln's come down in the Boston Common. You go to James Madison's home right down the road here in Montpelier, and there's no mention of the Constitution. You would think that Thomas Jefferson was the greatest tyrant in American history if you go to his home today. Why do I say all that? Because it's all part of a spectrum that begins early on, where our children are told that we have a country that's not really worthy of praise, that we've been oppressors, we've stolen things from other people. And if you look at the parts of the country that provide the majority of troops, Trump states, the reddest of the red states,
All
of them with a martial tradition going back to Cavalier Virginia. I mean, that's been part of the DNA. These are the people who are saying, we are not going to send our young people, our children, to a military run by Joe Biden, where you are divided by race, by sex, by sexual preference, instead of recognizing the military for what it is. It's the great leveler. It doesn't matter. As long as you perform, you're accepted. And that really is what's at the root of this.
Given everything we know that's happened to the U.S. military under Obama and now under Biden, I have to ask, as the person who was responsible for readiness at the highest level of the Pentagon, explain how it is recoverable. Explain how it was done after the 1970s, after Vietnam. It is drastic now,
right?
But it can be fixed, can it not?
It can be done, and you're absolutely right. I, as a child, as a young teenager, I remember my father having to arm himself to go into the barracks at Fort Bragg because they were overrun by biker gangs, drug gangs, Nation of Islam, Black Panther Party.
You're talking about inside the base.
Inside the base.
Yes.
And these were elite troops. These aren't conscripts. This is the 82nd Airborne Division and the Special Forces. And it took a Ronald Reagan. It took Ronald Reagan to say, we are proud of our country. We want you to serve. We will do everything we can to fund you. And when I say that, also remember my father and his senior colleagues with maps of Fort Bragg laid out on the dinner tables on Friday or Saturday night, where they would plot how to go into the Special Forces area and siphon off gas from Special Forces vehicles, because the 82nd couldn't even get artillery tubes from the motor pools to the range.
Stealing from Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah. It was that bad.
And we fixed it.
The cavalry came. A second Trump administration, I believe, I know, would have the same effect. America is proud. Without America, the world collapses. The liberal order. They used to be proud of saying Woodrow Wilson's liberal order, liberal world order. Now they don't even like Woodrow Wilson. That without America, there's nothing. Liz Truss knows that. Her Majesty, the Queen, knew that.
The free nations of the world that have limited capabilities, especially in the Asia Pacific, they all...
What did Winston Churchill tell de Gaulle? If I have a choice between you, meaning Europe, and the Atlantic, I will always choose the Atlantic.
Well, I think we've done the full circle. We've gone from Winnie back to Winnie. What a fabulous hour. Lasted far too briefly for me. Flew as usual. We'll have to make it a regular occurrence. In the meantime, you can catch our friend on Newsmax with regularity. And also, please go to the America First Policy Institute. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Be sure to follow us on all social media. Remember that we have also our website that I so often forget, sebgorka.com. Where you can listen to the show. If you truly have a serious case of insomnia, we cycle the show 24 hours a day at sebgorka.com. And of course, for all your America First gear, you go to sebgorkastore.com. That's sebgorkastore.com. You've been listening to America First One-on-One with me, former deputy assistant and strategist to President Trump. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, dear friends. Greetings to all of you across the nation. A very special edition of America First today. Why? Because we have one of the bravest people fighting swamp monsters every single day with us in studio. He's a great supporter of the show. He's proven himself in battle against the deep state as chairman of the Intelligence Committee of the House. And now he runs Truth Social. Congressman, chairman, president, CEO, Devin Nunes, welcome in studio.
Sebastian, it is a pleasure, honestly, to be here. You've invited me for so many years, and it's great to see your Millennium Falcon, all your Star Wars paraphernalia around here. You got your red phone. I mean, it's great.
I think we're of a similar vintage, so I think you can appreciate all the stuff that my wife likes me to get out of the house and stuff my studio full of.
My wife would like for me to get all the stuff out of the house.
You have to get a show on Salem, then we have to build your studio, and then we can fill it. All right, I'm glad we've got a sense of humor, because in Reagan's tradition, we have to be happy warriors. Yeah. I can't but start with the news. Two shocking items that we have Steve Bannon mentioned this last week after he has to go to New York. He was on the show with us after he walked out of that indictment in New York, that dozens of people associated with President Trump are being ambushed, being subpoenaed by the DOJ. We have the confirmation today, 44-0, including our regular friend here, Boris Epstein, who is a lawyer to President Trump, had his phone taken away from him by the federal authorities. And then as you're walking into the studio with your colleague, we find out that Danchenko, the notorious Danchenko source for the Steele dossier, thanks to a Durham filing, we now know he's an FBI informant. Did you know all of this? Did you know the subpoenas were coming? Danchenko was a plant. I have to have your response.
Well, I think that let's take the Danchenko stuff first, and we can come back to the other subpoenas that Steve Bannon mentioned. But this is really breaking news right now. It's only a few hours old. Durham went to unseal some findings, and in that, just to remind the audience, Danchenko was the super secret Russian source that when we were investigating this, everybody said, oh, these people are going to die. These are sources that are close to Putin. Putin could off of them at any minute. And it ends up, Seabass, that he was like within a few blocks of here.
Yeah, he was at the Brookings Institution, just a few blocks from our studio in D.C., very, you know, susceptible to the Kremlin killing him.
Yeah, all nonsense, right? So, but remember, that was what was leaked to the fake news. They pushed it out that Republicans...
Can I give the timing? Because you pointed out how crucial the timing is.
Yeah.
This is from the Durham unsealed document. This is from Twitter. March 2017, the FBI signed up Danchenko as a paid confidential human source until October 2020. Why is that so significant, Evan?
So this is really fascinating. And like I said, we're just discussing breaking news right now. So what people have to remember, you have to go back in time to March 2017, the first year of the Trump administration. This is right around the time that myself, Chuck Grassley, Senator Chuck Grassley, and others, Trey Gowdy at the time, we all figured out that this was total nonsense.
The Steele dossier, Russia collusion.
There was nothing. They had zero, zip. So why does this matter so much? It's because now that we know this was a confidential human source, this is the guy that through 2016 was working for Fusion GPS as essentially their phony Russian. That information was making it into the dossier. The FBI knows at that point we're onto them, right? This is McCabe, Strzok, all these guys that are now no longer there. Maybe some guys that are still in the building. But they quickly go out to sign this guy up to what? To protect him. It had to have been
to protect him. So this is a retroactive action because as soon as they make him a CI, oh, we can't talk about him, super, super secret. Because they know that you're going to work out. He's not in Moscow. He's not working in the Kremlin. He's some guy working for Hillary Clinton's hit team of propagandists here in D.C.
Right. No, he's a dim operative. I mean, for lack of a better term, he clearly knows what he's doing. He's working for Fusion GPS. He has to know what this is all about. And so the fact that the FBI would sign this guy up right at the time that we had discovered that this whole thing was phony, because remember, it was at that point that we learned that the dossier had been paid for by the Clinton campaign. That's when we learned it. Now, the whole world doesn't find out about it for another 10 or 11 months later when we came out with the memo that disclosed it. And remember, the deep state, these crooks, were putting pressure on the Congress, on me specifically and my colleagues. We knew that. And I kept having to say, look, I can't tell you what I know, but what I know is really bad.
Yeah.
Because, they were looking for any reason they possibly could to shut our investigation down. And what an easier way to shut it down than to say, oh, they're leaking classified information. So the fact that they hired this guy at that time and brought him onto the payroll, I mean, look.
It's just to hide him.
It clearly was to obstruct our investigation. This guy would have zero relevant information. The FBI knew the whole damn dossier was a total frickin' fabrication and a lie. They knew. We knew it at the time. What did? They bring him on the inside. And remember, it's not the only one that we caught them later with these other cats like Halper. Remember that guy?
Stephen Halper.
And it even appears like now a guy we never found was this guy named Jaffe, was supposedly working for
the cyber executive.
The cyber guy.
And then don't forget Azra Turk, the FBI investigator who's in a bar with George Papadopoulos in London. To this day, we don't know if she even exists, what her cover is, and whether she was working for another agency. These are the questions we still don't have answers to. So you mentioned one thing just a moment ago, and You said the people who've left the building, are there some still in the building? After the Mar-a-Lago raid, I designed this, and my team said that's far too extreme. Don't do it. It is now the hottest selling item on our website. And it just says Joe Biden's Gestapo, the FBI, 80 years from Nazi Germany to the USA. This hurts me because I've worked so closely with the Bureau prior to joining the White House. But I tell you, Devin, and tell me if I'm stupid for feeling this. If the Bureau knocked on my door tonight, I would say, you go talk to my stinking lawyers. I'm not talking to you. I don't trust them. So yeah. How much of a problem is the Bureau even after the people you were battling have left the building?
Yeah,
after the subpoenas. Let's talk about the subpoenas.
I've long suspected that there's been a unit operating within the FBI. And after the Mar-a-Lago raid, it came out that it had to be.
Because so like a dirty tricks unit.
There's very sophisticated unit. So remember what they did to hide this from Congress and from the American public is they kept this investigation, I'll just call it the Get Trump investigation. They kept it within the National Security Division. Then they kept it even tighter in what's called counterintelligence, which is super tightly held.
Yes.
So they figured out how to create these essentially Gestapo teams within DOJ and the FBI. There's no question. I mean, after Mar-a-Lago, there was zero question that was going on because it's impossible that all the same people, like Forrest Gump, end up showing up in all the same, all these crooked places. I mean, it ends
up... Even in Mar-a-Lago, right?
Right. The people who did the Mar-a-Lago raid, reportedly, we don't know how much of this is true so far, but we're on the Mueller team.
Yeah.
Right? The Mueller witch hunt team. Remember, and this is, they're on the Mueller witch hunt team after everybody knows, and Mueller knew the first day, I always said, the first day that SOB walked into the building and became the special counsel, he knew it was all a hoax.
Right.
Those people knew it. So that team, think about it, that team ends up where? Continuing on, Mueller moves on to Biden laptop, Hunter Biden laptop.
Timothy Tebow suppressing the laptop.
Moves on to Jan 6.
Yeah.
Moves on, also possibly involved in the phony Governor Whitmer kidnapping debacle, where that was more FBI agents or informants than there were FBI agents. And they basically perpetuated that hoax and got these people to go on and say that they were going to kidnap the governor. And then same people, similar people, end up raiding Mar-a-Lago. I mean, I don't think you can call it anything else but that.
It's
now how pervasive, I don't know.
Let's hold that thought about it. There's definitely a Get Trump team. It's a dirty tricks team inside the FBI. We're witnessing it every single day. I'm Sebastian Gorka. He's Devin Nunes. You got to be on True Social. We shall continue. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, write us a 5-star review, share it with your friends, because this is how we're going to stay loyal to the truth and save the Republic. This is America First.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.